Standing by the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks, National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum explains how an already wet streak back in August 1967 culminated with intense precipitation as the remnant of a typhoon pushed across interior Alaska.
Some places had 6 to 9 inches of rain over that period of time.
All that rain flowed down the Chena, Salcha, and Tanana rivers, resulting in the Great Flood of August 67. The high water displaced thousands of people and did tens of millions of dollars in damage. A history Plum is leading a project to share with the public.
There's been more than a generation that has passed since the flood, and so a lot of people, we've run into some people who didn't even know there was a flood in 67, so that sort of piece of history is already being lost.
The project includes placement of informational and high watermark signs around town. I catch up with Plum as he and U.S. Geological Survey hydrologist Matt Shelikins take measurements for installation of a high watermark sign near an historic downtown cabin along the Chena.
Some locations, like here near the river, we're looking about 5 feet of water above ground level. Most places throughout downtown Fairbanks were 1.5 to 3 feet of water.
Shelikins and Plum underscore that it wasn't just the depth of the floodwater, but the huge area it encompassed.
The Tanana was flowing approximately 250,000 cubic feet per second, when 100,000 is considered flooding.
And it's hard to estimate because the Chena and the Tanana were one here in Fairbanks, you know, one continuous area underwater.
Shelikins unfolds a flood map in the back of his pickup truck.
So we've got from Birch Hill here, UAF over here, and this is Chena Ridge behind the pump house. The airport was just barely above flood elevation there, and you can see the blue numbers are the approximate water depth over by the library, 2.5, 3 feet deep.
Areas of higher ground served as gathering spots for flood evacuees. Plum points to the bluff near the entrance to the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
That was sort of a boat landing spot for people evacuating town and getting up onto the higher ground at the university. So there'll be a sign there showing how high the water was.
Plum notes that water will never reach such heights again due to protection provided by the Chena Flood Control Dam and levee built after the Great Flood. The project in North Pole is the location of one of three interpretive panels marking the 50th anniversary of the 67 flood. Governor Bill Walker is among officials and local residents scheduled to speak at a flood anniversary event in downtown Fairbanks August 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.